Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I prepared this cross encounter sitting at home, not wanting the phone to ring. I don't want to go to work. What is wrong with me? Don't you want to share the love of Jesus, George? Well, it is true that I believe Jesus says, "I love you," as his opening message to us, reflecting his heart towards us, and that God does indeed love us all. It's just that, at times, I find it hard to communicate this when other people are going through hell, or something tragic, painful, messy, abusive, violent. You get the picture. And yes, if you know that each month I offer to do an on-call shift or two for the local hospital, then you might have concluded that I am preparing this while on hospital call, in case anyone wants a chaplain. Of course, I'll go if called, if the phone rings, and yes, I will try to do my best in the circumstance for the people I encounter, because I do want people to know that Jesus can help and support them, no matter their situation. And sometimes a hospital situation can be the result of destructive behaviour, self-inflicted, so to speak, though even then there are always other issues involved. It is just that it is hard to provide care for people who want me to produce genie Jesus to magic the problem away. I can only help them with the real Jesus, not the fabrication of their imagination or a false hope. Of course, there are times when I meet people who know Jesus and his scars and his cross, and who know that he is still with them, and perhaps they want assurance, often God's word and prayer, or simply a presence with them. So I go into another person's world, wanting to be respectful of them, loving towards them, and true to Jesus for them. It is special work, a privilege to be sure, but often hard too. So there is a part of me that doesn't want the phone to ring. The paramedic or fire brigade or police or even a solicitor can know quickly why they are called, and they can quickly work out what to do. So does the butcher and barista. Part of my world is that people may not know why exactly they want a God person around. Another part of my world is the anger and rejection people have towards God or themselves, which may be directed towards me. And I've learnt long ago that it isn't personal, especially when tragedy or evil has been done to them by others. And so God is blamed for not stopping the bad thing, the attack, the suicide, the violence, the injustice. But they would not want God to intervene and stop them from their behaviour and being angry with God. But that moment isn't usually the place to point this out. I take comfort that Jesus didn't want to drink his cup of suffering. Not that I'm Jesus or that I'm saving people, but that he didn't want to do something for a moment is a comfort for me, who doesn't want to go to hospital and make it worse for someone. But if the phone should ring, I expect I'll grin after having prepared this and imagine God chuckling, I do that a lot, and then gulp a prayer and go, knowing that Jesus is with me. In fact, that's one way of describing being a Christian, responding to the moment with Jesus so that you don't make matters worse. Have a good day. Let us pray. In all our doubts, dangers, and confusion, teach us, Heavenly Father, what we ought to say and do. Give to us, who can do nothing good without you, the power to speak the truth and do your will. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.